Hello everyone, it's Gabriel here. I'm recording this walk on May 31st, 2025, and I can tell you, it is amazing what a little bit of rest can do for your mood. May has been a very tumultuous month. Lots of ups, lots of downs. Honestly trying to push as hard as I can, and things honestly confusing me. I've spent a lot of time continuing to learn the lessons I'm trying to learn and continuing to make progress. It's kind of crazy to think about how far my weight loss journey has really come. I'm realizing that it hasn't even been a full year yet, and I already feel basically entirely transformed. Moving around is so much easier. Doing walks feels like it's no longer an obstacle. It's just a thing I can do now. And it's really quite liberating. This month has really had me feeling a very gratifying sense of agency by the fact that I can actually do things now, you know? It's the kind of thing that when I started out at my highest of 570 pounds, I felt entirely dependent on, well, even things like ordering in food, because even basic tasks like going to a store, grabbing some ingredients, bending over to make it in the oven or whatever, you know, and even cooking itself was intimidating to me. And so over the last almost a year, things have honestly come quite a long way. And I am completely astounded at how well things are going, even though I am entirely greedy. And day to day, I'm like, I want more, I want more, I want more. And I'll definitely be elaborating a bit on that soon. And so the big thing is that this month, I really, really wanted to be below 400 pounds at some point this month. And while I wish it had happened sooner, it happened today. This morning, on the scale, it said 399.7. I certainly would have liked to have been more comfortably below 400, but hey, I'll take it. And so the thing is this month honestly was not as bad as I had thought. I'm at least over 14 pounds down for the month, which is certainly not my highest, but certainly not a terrible result either. I guess you could say I'm feeling a little bit of pressure because I set a very, very ambitious target of losing 200 pounds in the calendar year of 2025. I am almost 80 pounds down this year, 2025, alone. Now, the truth is that means the second half of the year, because we're almost halfway through the year, is going to have to be a little more rapid than how this year has started. Now, I'm not terribly surprised about that. Both winter and early spring were very difficult, but I do find it quite interesting. I was able to lose more weight during the winter than even this month. And I've been thinking about why that might actually be the case. And I think I did some really good things during the winter where I'm like, oh, I'm going to focus on getting the food right. Because as much as I was trying to go for walks during the winter time, and you know, some of you have joined me on some of those winter time walks, the truth of the matter was I knew I wasn't going to be out anywhere near as much as I am outside now. And so anyways, I focused really hard on the food, and I think that worked really well. And as I've kind of entered spring, I think I've kind of relaxed a little bit, which has kind of been a nice little mental break. I think some of that has been necessary. I mean, I'm still losing weight. I haven't, like, regressed or gone backwards, but I have slowed down a little, and that's something I'm trying to correct for. And so the thing is, I'm kind of learning that there are many things I can do. For instance, I can go for more walks, I can try to work on exercise more, and those are all very good things, but technically, they're not going to be the things that make the biggest difference, truthfully. And so, to me, it's really important to really, I guess, remind myself what I'm even doing here. Because I've been at a very, I guess, difficult interregnum. Because right now, I can do this walk, and I feel great, especially right now, because one of the things I was doing for the last few weeks is on, basically I tried working in as much walking as I humanly could do, which, unfortunately, I haven't been sharing these walks by doing walk-ins and talks, because I was mostly listening to music on them, or podcasts and that kind of thing. Because it's like, oh, I'm on my way from the gym. And that's actually a huge deal right now. Is when I started this journey, I needed my other half to drive me to the gym for my personal training sessions, because it was definitely out of reach for me to be able to make it on foot. And so now I am so incredibly grateful that now I am at least capable of going on an hour walk to the gym, which truthfully I bus there and then I walk back home so that, you know, I don't like wear myself out too much prior. But I'm considering reevaluating that, honestly. I'm not sure what I want to do, but truthfully the goal was that I wanted to be able to walk there and back, have a session, the whole shebang in a day. But I've kind of been realizing that I'm putting a lot of strain on my ankles, because the moment I realized, I'm like, I can actually walk and do it for a long time and it just works, I was ecstatic. I would take my gym bag, go to a farther grocery store, fill it up with stuff, come back, make it. Like, it was super gratifying. And that sense of agency, honestly, I found a little addictive. It's like, oh my goodness, I have control of my life again. This is wonderful. But the problem is I certainly have limits, and I hate having limits. And I hate having to back off from limits. That's honestly the hardest part of this process for me, is you really get motivated, you want to push as hard as you can, and you're making things happen, and something or another pushes back at you. And I think in this process in general, when you're in the long haul, when you're trying to lose hundreds of pounds like me, you're kind of in this scenario where you can't do all the good you want to do in a short period of time. You need to be able to handle setbacks, to experience or microdose failure, because it's going to happen. Now, maybe I'm particularly greedy. Maybe, you know, most people would be more chillaxed about this journey. I don't know. I can only speak for myself. But what's clear to me and what I'm learning in a very direct way is that I am finally at the point where setbacks are stressful, but they're no longer like completely insurmountable, because the problem I encountered was that I would be in extreme pain after doing all the walking I've been doing on top of the exercising I've been doing, and I was kind of like completely incapacitated by it. And it created this vicious cycle where I'm in so much pain, I can't do things. And so I can't do things and focus, so I feel bad about it. And so I'm like, well, if I'm not going to do anything, I may as well go for more walks. And I was kind of like making the problem worse. And so after some coaxing by supportive people in my general situation, people helping me out, I was kind of reminded that I can push as hard as I want, but I need to be intelligent about how I'm doing this. So if my goal is to lose weight and become as physically active as I can be, there are ways I can do that without putting more strain on my ankles. And so one of the things I was thinking about lately is, why don't I simply try to do more exercises at home? Or why don't I try to work harder in the pool? Why don't I try to make more use of my gym sessions or go to more gym sessions, rather than necessarily trying to squeeze in as many walks as possible, when truthfully, I'm still basically 400 pounds. I'm still a very big guy. And the round number people like to give is that every pound of extra weight you're carrying, that's an extra 10 pounds on your joints. The truth is, to get a little emotional about this, I was actually breaking down crying to my other half about this problem, because the soreness I could deal with. The soreness sucked, but I have the luxury of time. So if I can like do all this stuff and just have to be useless and miserable for a bit, on some level, the benefits of being able to be outside in the sun, to be walking in the cool breeze, to be able to do the things that I haven't been able to do for so long, that honestly felt like a fair trade. I honestly was like bargaining with myself, how can I just deal with this? How can I continue to put all this pressure on my ankles and just trudge through it? And the truth of the matter is I'm going to be honest with you, I still want to do that. It's like, I can't believe I'm already at the point where I want to walk as much as possible. I have the time to do it, but now I'm like, no, I need to be reasonable with myself. I have to hold myself back, not from exercise, but from particular things, because there are many other exercises I could do at home. I could do kettlebell swings. I could do, you know, just free weights. I could do, there's a really fancy spinning machine that you hold in your arms and you spin your arms forward in front of you and it adds a little bit of resistance. It's a fascinating little toy. I'm honestly thinking of getting one of those because it's a great kind of like upper body cardio you can do while seated. And I think that might actually be a game changer in my routine, because part of like what really got me changing things up was I'm like, oh, I want to shift more to focusing on my upper body fitness. And I'm like, well, how can I do that? And this seems to be an interesting tool in that toolkit. I mean, I started out at the gym just hitting the speed baggie, and that was a very fun and interesting thing to kind of take on. But I guess I was really bargaining with the fact that like, it's not that pain needs to be avoided. There are many pains that come out through this process. I mean, I did heavy squats and I absolutely feel it in my glutes the next few days, or the other areas of the legs when I do that. I absolutely know what normal muscle soreness feels like. But I guess the question I'm kind of realizing is if doing all this extra walking on top of what I'm already doing is just creating a very specific form of misery, maybe I need to get better at pushing in other areas. Because on some level, what I like about walking is it's mentally easy for me to do. I used to walk all the time, especially as a kid and a teenager. And so to me, being able to do that again is like the ultimate rekindling of my agency and power in the world. And it feels great. But I'm still quite heavy. And it's not even that I can't walk. Obviously, I'm on this walk talking to you guys now. But I had to make a deliberate decision, because yesterday I had a personal training session where I did some squats and the squats had some weight. And I could feel by the end of the session that I'm like, now that I'm paying attention to my ankles, I'm like, okay, there's a bit of strain. I kind of see what this brewing feels like. Because truthfully, before, I wasn't paying attention to it. I was kind of like, eh, soreness, whatever. It's part of the process. And so I just chose, instead of walking all the way back, to bus back, which still involves some walking. It's not like I'm like busing straight from door to door. It's still like whatever. I'm still moving out in the world, which still is something I should celebrate these days. But anyways, I decided to kind of cut back on that a bit. Even on the swimming session before that, I would usually kind of walk back from a farther bus stop. I just took the bus all the way home. And I'm trying to kind of, I guess, spread out the walking. Instead of like making walking directly after these things, give myself at least a night to sleep, I can walk on a day like this. And you know, the conventional wisdom is like, hey, if you want to walk a lot, just like break it up. You know, let's say go for a 10-minute walk, go back home, sit down for a bit, go out again. You know, I have the time to do that. And this seems to be the real barrier I hit up against. It wasn't that I can't walk as much as I want. It's not that I can't do more exercise. It's that how you approach it matters. And to me, this is kind of like a difficult thing, because I narrowly minded wanted to work everything in as efficient way as possible, blah, blah, blah. But maybe all the pain and misery wasn't adding to the efficiency. But it's also kind of liberating in the sense that now I'm getting a more fine understanding of the fact that just because you can't do one thing in a particular way, that doesn't mean there aren't other just as viable, just as useful options. And it's causing me to kind of reflect a little bit, because I'm feeling kind of weird about the fact that why is walking so much easier for me mentally than cardio? Why am I so dependent on latching it to these things, whether I'm just like walking home from the gym or walking home from the pool or whatever it is? Like, why is that easier than doing just some simple exercises at home when I have the equipment to do it? And I know that one of the big things I am trying to work on in this process is a level of self-mastery. And I think there is a part of me that is really in tune with those familiar patterns. Like, to me, walking was at least half of most of my exercise growing up. The rest of it would be biking or swimming. And so the thing is I'm realizing I need to continue to build these extra pathways in my mind. I need to build the comfort and familiarity with all these different exercises. And I've been feeling that a lot with swimming lately. Because before, you know, this journey technically is recorded at my first recorded weight loss, or the first time I actually got numbers to how big I was, but I was actually writing posts about, quarterly posts about my health situation back in New Year's resolutions at the end of 2023, where I kind of said, these are my problems, I don't know how I'm going to fix them, but I'm going to try. And the thing is at the start of the journey, I was just going to the pool and floating around for a bit. I was not doing anything super intense. I was not doing anything super crazy. Sometimes I would try like kicking only to like just kick myself across the pool, because I'm like, well, if I want to walk better, I'm going to need to focus on my legs, was kind of the idea. And so after making a tiny, tiny bit of progress, that's what allowed me to kind of start taking advantage of other opportunities that really started to help me. And that's honestly super great. I'm very happy about how everything has gone. And in hindsight, everything's gone amazingly well. Yeah, there are setbacks, speed bumps, and roadblocks, but like, that's the journey. I guess that's what this is like. I'm very excited about being below 400 for a variety of reasons. But the thing I'm kind of feeling the most is that I'm finally at the point where I'm getting a taste of the agency I'll have as I continue to get smaller. And the really fascinating thing is that I'm kind of in this midway point where 400 is still too big to do the things I'd really like to do, but 400 is close enough that it's like I can taste it. Because once I'm 350 and below, I'll be able to use the exercise bike at the gym, which I'm hoping will be my replacement for being too hard on my ankles. Because if I can just simply replace being incredibly hard on my ankles after a workout, or maybe by then it'll just be that much easier to deal with, it doesn't matter. But a lot of this was, I'm like, well, I've got food in a comfortable spot right now. I'm losing weight, but I'd like it to be faster. How can I add extra calorie burn to this entire process? That's really been what's been driving my like push on the exercise front. And honestly, it's been great. I love getting more physically active and being able to do more things. It feels so liberating. It feels incredible. But oh my goodness, you have to fight for it. It is not something that comes easy, especially at my size. And so when it comes to trying to burn extra calories through exercise, you know, many people will warn you, it's not an easy thing to do. And I certainly feel that. And that was part of the reason why I was trying to work in as many walks as I humanly could. Because I'm like, well, if I'm just walking all the time, many people of 400 pounds lost the weight just by walking and did great. But what I think I underestimated something important, which is many of these people just doing walking were not also doing strength training, which is probably itself a little hard on your joints, especially at my size. You know, maybe squatting over 100 pounds on Friday itself takes a bit of a toll. I had a really fun experience actually with that, where we were loading up weight on the bar. So I was doing squats, adding weight, doing a little less squats, adding more weight, doing a little less, and like just kind of teetering down that way. But then what we did, and it was crazy, was that we took basically all the way extra weight. So the bar went from, let's just say, 150 to just 50 pounds, give or take. And so there were just like two small weights at the side of the bar after doing heavier weights. And it was hilarious because the bar itself felt comically light. Like, I have these inflatable dumbbells that I was bringing to the pool when I was first starting out. And I can't stress enough, when I first picked up that bar with those weights at the start of this whole session, I felt the weight to it. I knew this was like 50 or 60 pounds of actual metal on my back. But after doing the heavier weights and then backing back onto the lighter weight, it felt comically light. It felt like I could like move the weight, but on the back, it's like I basically felt like it was another inflatable set of weights on my back, which was very, very fascinating. But it's like the goal was to then do more squats with that lower weight on the bar after doing the others. And it was fascinating because the weight itself in those moments did not feel that heavy. I could really push myself back up to, you know, a standing position with the weight on my bar, but I could feel the wear and tear of the previous sets. I could feel the, you know, fatigue kind of piling up. I could feel that it was still hard to do. And that was such a surreal experience, feeling the weight itself feel easy, but the work feeling hard. That was like such a extreme disconnect in my mind. I was like, wow, this is quite the sensation. And I will say, squatting is probably one of my favorite things to do at the gym these days, especially with any weight that can be added. Despite it raining all morning, it's actually pretty nice now. It's nice and cool. The birds are singing. So that means I'm not going to be filtering out the background noise because, I don't know, it just feels wrong to filter out birds singing. I'm showing that I'm walking in the real world. Not everything needs to be completely sterile and, you know, hyper-produced or whatever. But things are going well. And I really do think I've learned a very important lesson in regards to learning that just because you're trying to push really hard in a particular way and you're hitting a barrier, that doesn't mean there aren't other ways you can continue to push and make progress. Again, if the joint pain is something that's limiting me right now, I can try to push that energy into other productive ventures. And so one of the things I've been complaining about for a while, especially for people who listen to this regularly, is I've been neglecting a couple of programming projects that I really do want to tackle, but I'll admit it's incredibly hard to do when you're in extreme amounts of joint pain and refuse to take painkillers because you know you need the signal. And so, yeah, actually over the last week, I have made, let's just say, some baby steps in getting back into it. I can't say I finished or that anything crazy has happened, but I'm feeling confident about being able to approach them again. I'm feeling optimistic about my ability to get things done now that I'm trying to manage the level of soreness I'm putting on myself instead of just, well, like, uncritically taking it and not being strategic about things. Because, truthfully, as I have demonstrated, at least to myself, pain is not enough to scare me away to stop me, but maybe I need to be smarter about it. And so I want to make sure I'm sore because I'm trying hard. For instance, if I'm sore because I spent, I don't know, 2 hours at the gym going completely crazy, but there was no joint pain, that would probably be way better than trying to go crazy walking all the time and like have my joints scream at me for being such an idiot. Seems to be the issue. And I think what made this so hard is just the fact that walking is so much easier than it was before. Like when I was at my highest, walking even just, well, what you've listened to me walk already, was such an arduous process that I would be in pain, I would be complaining, I would be tired, and it's like, this is nothing. I feel like I could do this for 2 hours. Should I? I don't know. Probably not. But it's just like that feeling of freedom, the feeling of like being outside. This is kind of like new to me, being able to spend so much time outdoors. I started this process in the late summer and like I got a small, small taste of being outside regularly just right before the fall started to get a little cold, and then I kind of retreated from the cold, and now that it's like beginning to get really nice, I'm like trying to be outside as much as possible, but I gotta be careful about me joints. And so I'll definitely be thinking more about how I want to make better use of my physical capacity to tackle this problem. And I don't know, I'll keep you guys updated. That's the point of all this, fundamentally, is you get to hear about my ups and downs. And truthfully, it's a lot of very good downs. I've been continuing to make new lows weight loss wise. Yeah, it's not happening as fast as I'd like, but I mean, I'm in control. I have control over my weight now, and it's a very gratifying feeling. I'm a little worried about things being slower than they were at the start because, yeah, guess what? It's actually a lot easier to lose weight at 570 pounds than it is at 400. I can't imagine why. But I'm in a groove now where things are comfortable, and that's something I'm really beginning to appreciate, is that I wouldn't say it gets easier. You do have to keep pushing harder to keep, you know, making progress consistently. But what does get easier is, I would say, things get mentally simpler. When I started this process, I felt like it was impossible. And a lot of that was because I was afraid that any setback would erase, you know, weeks, months of progress. And it felt like intellectually I couldn't make progress. And it really, you know, to me, there's a difference between learning something intellectually and actually learning it by putting it into practice. Because I think you have to show your mind, your body, yourself fundamentally the lessons you're trying to teach yourself. Because it's all well and good to have preferences, but they're not real if you don't put them into practice. With weight loss, we're like, with this whole learning that, like, oh, you shouldn't be too hard on your joints, but you can push yourself in other ways. I intellectually understand that now, but I haven't yet really put it into practice. I'm going to have to continue to try to show myself there are other ways I can exhaust myself. There are other ways I can train hard. There are other ways I can really, you know, do everything I can. And by doing so, I will begin to become comfortable with that process. And so to me, a big part of this is I'm really learning how much, you know, you can intellectually grasp something way faster than you truly mesh with it, for it to really sink in, for you to be able to, like, make it a, like, habit's the wrong word. It's something different. And that's really what's been occupying my thoughts lately, is that, yeah, knowledge is useful, but how do you put it into practice? How do you make it a, you know, pillar of your life one way or another? And this applies to so many different things. I can definitely draw a lot of parallels. And yeah, it's quite the adventure. And the thing that I'm noticing in that, like, manifesting in my life, is that when you're trying to do this, or presumably any other particularly challenging thing over a long period of time, this is the process you kind of have to engage with. You have to connect with the fact that you're doing something challenging. It's hard starting out, and you can eventually begin to expect, I put in the work, good things happen. And I think this is probably endemic in my generation, and probably a lot of young people nowadays, but there is this prevailing, you know, air of hopelessness. And as somebody who got to 570 pounds, I can certainly tell you a lot of hopelessness was part of that. And I will say, gratitude is definitely a game changer when it comes to dispelling hopelessness. You know, there's many things in our lives, you know, even the people around us, we need to be grateful for in many ways. And it's amazing once you begin to start making small, consistent changes, it's amazing how quickly it really starts to add up. And that's the thing that's kind of blowing me away right now. Is that, like, yes, every single day of this entire process, even back to early 2024, before I was even actually making weight loss, every single day of it felt arduously slow. I spent so much of the time feeling miserable about never doing enough and never being good enough to make any real change. And it's hilarious in hindsight that now, even me, the person who spent all this time, you know, internally complaining, oh, why is it so slow? Why am I so terrible? It's like, this was really fast. In less than a year, I've gone from 570 pounds over that. I could have been a bit higher. I don't know what my actual highest was, to being now below 400. And it makes me feel all kinds of weird feelings. So my personal trainer asked me a question, which was pretty interesting in hindsight. where he asks, Gabriel, what would you say to yourself at the beginning of this process? And my response was pretty quick. I said, you're not excited enough for this. I mean, I was greedy in the sense that, like, oh, I want to lose X much weight by X date. But, like, ironically, that's not really the important part, ironically enough. To me, when I look back on the journey I've done so far, anyways, it's like the really amazing and wonderful part about it is the small agency gains, seeing them start to snowball, seeing yourself be able to get more control over your life again, the confidence it builds to be able to do all these relatively simple things, but those were relatively simple things that used to be out of reach. And so I really do think my biggest mistake in doing all this was I did not love the process enough. I did not rejoice enough in the fact that, you know, that our bodies can do this stuff. The fact that it is possible to reverse this situation, and that I was beginning a very exciting journey of actually showing that it can be done. And it's amazing in the sense that I think I was so mired by doubt, I was so mired by fear, I was so mired by despair, really, that I was not seeing the opportunity that was before me. And even now, I know I still haven't really grappled with this enough. I don't have enough appreciation for the situation that I'm already in, because again, it's like I've gone from feeling entirely helpless, entirely dependent, entirely afraid, to now I'm at the point where it's like I have a path. I am a couple of months away from being able to do biking, which was the one thing I wanted so badly at the start of this process. I'm like, it was very hard for me to realize there was a real potential I would never do a bike ride again. It was clear to me, as I was over 500 pounds, that this was no longer something I could just reverse in a summer and be ready for, you know, next season or anything. But things have gone incredibly well. I'm losing weight incredibly quickly, all things considered, and I'm getting stronger and more capable, and that's amazing and exciting and fun and validating, and it really does feel great. But then on the other hand, it's like when you're starting out, especially when I was starting out, I was so mired down in how hard it was. And I'm going to be honest, starting out is incredibly hard. And it's funny because now I'm greedy. Now I'm like already taking some basic things that were hard-won battles for granted. And it's funny because I've recorded a couple of messages to myself from the early days. And one of the common themes is that I hope and pray that I never forget what it was like to start out. And I can feel that. I can definitely feel that as I can walk so easily, it is hard for me to remember when much simpler things were much more of an obstacle. But when I think about what past Gabriel doesn't want me to forget, I don't think it's that he's fixated on, oh, does Gabriel know it's hard to move around? Does future Gabriel know? I think it's more about, does future Gabriel understand what it was like to be in that situation? Can I still empathize with somebody who hasn't even begun to turn things around? Who's trying as hard as they can, but things just aren't working? And I know it's really hard starting out. And I think having that empathy for understanding why it's so hard for people to get the ball rolling. I think what I'm supposed to retain and remember about this is that it's very easy to forget the torments, the troubles, the struggles that keep people trapped in these situations, especially once we take our own progress for granted. You know, I do want to be an incredibly active person in the future. I'm starting to feel like I did when I was a teenager, where it's like the invincibility complex is coming back. I want to bike fast. I want to move fast. I want to do things. You know, it's like I'm swimming a lot, you know, and that's super fun and gratifying. But the thing is that once you kind of take that for granted, it becomes incredibly easy to then not kind of see why other people struggle. And I think that's why it's so important, although I regret not having done more during this time, that I did actually write down why it felt so hard at the start of this process, why I felt so hopeless, why I found it, you know, impossible to change fundamentally, because it's a very difficult place to be in. And if there's one thing that I want out of this process when I'm done, well, you're never really done, but let's say I hit that 15% body fat target that I have ambitiously set for the long-term goal. I want to be at that point and still understand this. I still want to understand why it's hard for people to start. I still want to understand why it's not easy to tell someone, oh, just do this and you'll be fixed, you know. I know a lot of people mean well when they say, oh, try keto, try carnivore, try intermittent fasting, try whatever the new meme diet advice is these days. I know for myself, the journey started in a mental, emotional, spiritual place way before it started in the weight loss itself, when it came to diet changes, activity changes. And I'm gonna be honest, the most important thing was trying to choose life in many ways. Many people very much point out that people struggling with all kinds of issues, but especially overeating, you know, you're kind of giving up on some level, and that's tragic. And I can certainly say that was true in my case. I decided at a frustratingly young age that sacrificing health for temporary material success and productivity, or whatever the excuse was at the time, I honestly believed that that was the responsible and, you know, thing to do. You gotta embrace the grind. It's life, bro. I was certainly not making an informed trade, that's for darn sure. And the thing is that once that despair creeps in, it's very hard to dislodge. And in my experience, the despair itself creates these mental barriers that are so hard to tackle. I mean, how many times have you heard someone in any kind of situation say something along the lines of, well, it won't work. It, you know, nothing can make a difference. It's hopeless anyways. Regardless of what the issue fundamentally is, it's generally not hopeless. Like, just because Gabriel can't wear out his ankles and expect not to feel pain, that doesn't mean there's nothing else I can do. I can still be active. I can still exercise in many different ways. I just need to adapt my thinking in a flexible way that allows me to kind of weave away from the limitations, but continue to push forward. And that's something that, to me, I did not understand this when I started this process. This was not a concept that I could even intellectually grasp, because I hadn't lived it. And so when it comes to having empathy for people who are starting out this journey, for people who haven't even begun, I think a really important part of it is just simply recognizing that it is a hard thing to do. It's incredibly, incredibly hard. And really, we are all our own worst enemies. I mean, it's funny how I've effectively replaced a food addiction with a walking addiction, which I think is on net a good thing. And okay, so right now, in this moment, is a perfect example of what I literally just said. So right now, as I said that, I swear, it's like God's like, okay, Gabriel, it's time to slow down a little bit, because it's like, I'm feeling great. I'm loving being outside right now. I'm smiling. And I just started doing another rotation of the area I usually walk around. And it's like, I'm starting to feel it in my ankles. And so I'm not cutting it short right this moment, but instead of doing the entire circuit again, doubling the length of this recording, I'm just gonna rewind it a little bit. I'm just gonna do a fraction of that space, get a little bit more of a walk in. I mean, I'm not done talking, but I can feel my ankle starting to get a little upset. And so I think I need to be receptive for that. I need to really try not to push as hard as I'd like to, honestly, right now. It's actually crazy right now that I'm like, oh, I'm feeling it. I can't believe I have to resist the temptation to walk longer, and it's so dang hard. But the lesson I've learned and why this is so, you know, transformative to me is I'm realizing I can go home and do other things that are not as intense on the ankles. I mean, if, like, I actually tried looking at examples or what are, like, upper arm cardio you can do. Truthfully, there's not too many options, but I could, like, sit in a chair and just punch, you know, straight forward, or I could focus on something else. Maybe meal prep. Honestly, I think a big part of my situation right now is that I probably need to devote more time to meal prepping, because that can help me meet various nutritional goals, because I'm not just aiming for a low calorie target. I'm also trying to hit certain nutrients, trying to be well-rounded enough. You know, I lean a lot on berries and broccoli these days. Everything I eat on some level starts with B these days. But the thing is, there are many other ways I can contribute to my actual goal that isn't just walking till I can't walk anymore. And I'm kind of feeling good about that. Maybe, you know, once I go home and I've sat and rested for a bit, maybe I will be able to go for another short walk this evening. Who knows? Maybe the clouds will clear and it'll be even nicer later. You know, I don't need to do everything all at once. And I think it's funny how much that is part of the, like, driving force that makes a lot of this hard, is you want to do it all at once. Believe me, if it was theoretically possible, I would love to put on all the muscle I could all in one crazy, brutal, hard session. That's not really how it works, is it? That's really the big, shocking, crazy revelation, realization, recognition I'm in right now, is I'm realizing the role time plays in everything. I'm realizing that we have to have time to make real progress. When you suggest something and somebody says, that'll never work, my honest answer to that kind of situation might be like, well, maybe with enough time. You know, it's like, if we're expecting everything to happen right away, well, no wonder we're going to be so hopeless, you know, doomed out and depressed and all that stuff. But if we can learn to be patient, if we can learn to give things the time they need to happen, and believe me, there are a lot of parts of this process that I wish happened on a timeline that I would have preferred, but it happens on its own timeline. It's entirely out of my hands, and I kind of just need to accept that. And I think that's the interesting thing about where ambition plays a role with all this. You need to set goals, you need to set targets, but I think patience is about accepting that reality is not always going to match our plans perfectly. You know, it's like, I may not hit the ambitious goal of losing 200 pounds this year. I mean, I'm already almost 80 pounds down. So, I mean, that's pretty good. Like, if I just keep that off, I'll still be a lot better. But do I want to continue to lose weight the rest of the year? You're damn sure I do. But it's honestly kind of nice to realize that you can put time into things and it does work. And I think, I don't know, maybe it's something specifically wrong with me. I don't know, it was a pretty difficult lesson to learn, all things considered, because I was kind of like sucked in the instant gratification. I'm like, oh, it has to like work right away. But I'm realizing the superpower I'm trying to develop right now is trying to really learn and embrace gradual effort in places over consistent periods of time. And a big part of this is that I'm really learning how much of a difference it can make. You know, if you're somebody who wants to do four different hobbies, that sounds maybe crazy to many people. Oh, four hobbies? How do you even manage to have one hobby? But it's like, if you like many creative endeavors, you know, it's probably possible to just spend a tiny bit of time a day or a week, whatever your rhythm is, getting it done, and you'll see progress happen faster than, you know, you'd think. Like, yeah, in the moment, day to day, it doesn't feel like anything. And that's the weird part. I still don't really know how to get that. at the moment. I'm like, day to day weight loss feels agonizingly slow, but it does add up and it is working. And I see that in other skills. For instance, I spent some time doing some drawing, practicing, learning, you know, the absolute basics. I'm not very good. And over a couple of weeks, I got a couple of drawings that I was pretty proud of. Unfortunately, in the last few weeks, that's kind of fallen by the wayside, because truthfully, being good at drawing is not my highest priority right now. And I've taken on more domestic chores as I'm able to do more. And it's honestly quite gratifying to be, you know, contributing to my household in a bigger way now. You know, that's something that I had, and honestly still have, a lot of shame over not being able to do more. And I'm glad I am at the point where I'm regularly making lunches and dinners for my other half, who's working so hard to kind of make all this possible. You know, as far as, oh, behind every great man, there's a great woman behind him. I mean, I certainly meet that criteria to the degree I'm great in the first place. That's for darn sure. And I just feel so blessed by the fact that there are so many people who I've encountered on this journey that have been kind, supportive, helpful in ways that, like, I honestly did not imagine, could not have imagined. I mean, I really like all the kind comments I get from doing this, because it's like, I'm not really like trying to be super loud about it. You know, there's the updates that I post to my website, which is probably where you're listening to this if you're getting it through the RSS feed, though I do mirror it to Substack because I was encouraged by a couple of good friends to do that. But like, I'm not putting it on YouTube. I'm not like buying Facebook ads or any crazy nonsense to blare it out there. This really was just intended as my own little interesting journey, and it's amazing to me what's kind of come my way as I've gotten started. And I'll just say that once you start putting that consistent effort in and you have a little bit to show for it, you'd be surprised at how many people will bend over backwards to help you in ways you wouldn't expect. And I think the truth is that many people care way more than you would think about people in general. You know, right now, if you're stuck in mainstream social media or corporate influencer platforms, it's really easy to get sucked into this idea that everybody's cruel, nobody has an attention span, nobody cares. You know, whatever depressing perspective you can get about the masses or the public or whatever, you know, you want to say. But when you have, I don't even want to say real personal connections, because in many cases it's not even that. Sometimes it's just an email where a guy drops a couple of nice words, or it's a comment here and there, or sometimes it's I ask somebody a question and they really give it, you know, justice. You would be very surprised how many people actually are incredibly kind to people who are quite far gone. You know, being 570 pounds is a pretty dire circumstance for those who, you know, may not really recognize it as such. It absolutely is. And there are absolutely people willing to at least provide comfort or reassurance where possible. And it's hard to reach out. You know, that's one of the hard things I kind of learned in all this, and why one of the first things I had to tackle was the emotional side to all this. Because if you callous yourself off from other human beings, which is very much what I did because I was driven by the insecurity that gaining the weight created, it's so much harder to appreciate the kindness that is shown your way. And so that's honestly been the thing that's not only blowing me away, but honestly something I'm really trying to recognize and be a part of. Honestly, it's like, I would love to figure out how I can offer support, encouragement, or anything like that to people who come my way, because it's like, it's a tough battle. All of it is, fundamentally. And I really see it in some of the people I get in touch with. Like, I know so many people now that I know I could ask pretty much any question about this process and they would answer it in a pretty judgment-free way. Again, when you're nervous, when you're scared, when you have these things, it's very hard to take that risk. And I guess part of what I'm trying to say here is that taking that risk, at least in my experience, absolutely pays off. It absolutely pays off to take a risk, do something ambitious, but really try to reach out. You know, I didn't expect me doing these like cute little weight loss updates would get anywhere near the attention that they already have, truthfully. This was the only reason I started this project was, first I wanted to write about it. I'm like, I need to get these thoughts out. But then it was also evolving more into, well, it would be nice to have a documentary by the time I'm finished. You know, I could put a couple of video clips together, explain the entire story, put it all together, and, you know, just as a fun little project there, you know. But it's funny how much this has kind of grown into a way more of an interactive thing than I would have expected. And I feel great about it because I love that it's like on my own personal website. You know, this doesn't have to be a big social media giant thing. And it makes me feel good about the fact that the web is not dead. Anybody who says that the old web is over and that, you know, the corporate social media platforms have entirely taken over and that there's no hope, I can confidently tell you that you're wrong. Yes, I'm not getting like millions of views. I'm not like a, you know, big celebrity or anything crazy like that. But I can certainly say I have a interaction with this that I find very helpful, honestly. A lot of the encouragement and support I've gotten from random people listening to this has been really helpful, you know. There's somebody I need to shout out, a very kind person at my gym who listens to these updates, and I'm very happy that at least when I've seen them the last couple of times, they've always been very kind, it's always been very nice, and I really do feel very welcome at the community that I'm in. It's way, way more meaningful than I thought it would be at the start of this. You know, at the start of this, I really imagined Gabriel's whole weight loss journey being a very solo thing. This is something, you know, shameful that I should be doing in secret because nobody should see this, you know, whatever. And it's I don't know, it's a lot to take in to really recognize that there are people who are interested in following this journey for whatever reasons. And I'm happy to say it's going well. It's working. There's lots for the birds to sing about. I'm sure they recognize me. A lot of people are beginning to recognize me on these walks. I get people saying hello to me because they see me walking around pretty regularly, especially now that the weather's gotten nicer. But oddly enough, when I was at the pool, I had an elderly gentleman who I didn't recognize. He came up to me and said, "You're wasting away. I see you all the time and you're like really changing." And it's funny because I don't know, wasting away was not something I would expect to hear until I was like below 300. And here I am, just a hair below 400, being already described as I'm wasting away. And I know some of that is I've got some loose skin, and that definitely shows. And I guess you could say I'm kind of making peace with it. I don't know, I've kind of been rambling an awful lot today. But the last thing I kind of want to leave you on is that I'm also very happy that swimming is going incredibly well. I'm pushing myself really hard to swim half an hour each time I get to the pool, and it's working. I do that twice a week. I'm getting an hour of front crawl in a week, and I'm just trying to stay consistent at that. I know I want to be greedy. This is part of the thing I've been thinking about. Maybe if I walk a little less, but I try to push myself swimming a little longer, swimming is not going to hurt the joints. Maybe that's just an objectively better thing. I'm thinking maybe this summer I can do crazy stuff like go from the gym to the pool and just like go have at it, and it's like I can bust from the gym to the pool, everything will be fine that way. Like maybe I just need to push harder, but in a more gentle way is really what I'm trying to figure out on. And it's great. It's great. I'm a big person becoming slightly less big, and it's a very gratifying journey. So thank you so much for listening. I somewhat apologize for this being even more rambly than the last ones, but I feel I kind of owe anyone who is keeping up with these updates, just because I have been pushing so hard, and it has been so hard to put these updates out there. So I really appreciate any thoughts, comments, questions, or even just the fact that you've made it this far, because, I mean, if mainstream social media stats are anything to go by, nobody listens to anything this long, so you've got, like, really a pretty intense attention span if you're able to listen to my ramblings for this long. I'm absolutely very excited for the weather to get better. I'm excited to figure out how I can push myself harder without extra pain, which is something I have a wide latitude to do. And I'm looking forward to sharing more as things continue to progress. I hope you're having an excellent time, are able to comfort those around you. Wishing you the best. Take care.